Wednesday morning, Mrs. Steele asked Tom's class to do some writing for her. Each child has to write about his favourite animal. "And not your dog or your cat, please," she said, trying to think of something really interesting. Later on, as she looked through what the children had written, Mrs. Steele gave a sigh. It was just as she had expected. There were 4 goldfish, 6 hamsters, 8 gerbils, 3 guinea pigs, 2 parrots, 5 mice, and 1 dragon. One dragon? She picked up the last sheet of paper again. "The dragons are green," she read. "They're quite small. They have spicules along the back and red claws. Their skin is scaly. They can breathe fire, but they aren't supposed to. They're like night best. They came from China long ago. I like dragons because they are good to talk to." Mrs. Still smiled, and then she laughed. This was certainly better than the goldfish. She shut her eyes to the spelling and gave Tom another star. She also went out after school to find Tom's mother in a playground where all the parents waited for the children to go on home time. When Mrs. Swift saw Tom's teacher coming, her heart sank. If a teacher wants to talk to a parent, it usually means trouble. By this time, everything was all right. Mrs. Steele wanted to say what nice work Tom had been doing lately and to ask the name of the book about dragons. That Mrs. Smith had moved into Tom at home, she thought it might be suitable to read out aloud in class. Story time. "Dragons," Mrs. Smith looked puzzled. "I've been reading Winnie the Pooh to him, but I don't think dragons came into that. You sure you don't mean tigers or kangaroos?" Mrs. Steele was quite sure. "Then Tom must have been hearing about dragons from someone else. Perhaps there'd been something about them on television." Mrs. Steele and Mrs. Smith both looked inquiringly at Tom. He looked down at his toes with a modest smile, saying nothing.